Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill, and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings, so I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, pop culture. Season 6, episode 15, The Vineyard, Valentine. I'm joined by my intrepid crew, Tara Soup, Suzanne French, Amy Sugarman. Hello, ladies.
We've recovered from the pooperness of the episode, the and now we're going to have a good time with the
pooperness.
Pop culture. The poopiness, maybe I say.
Oh, God. I think, I hope the Martha's Vineyard Chamber of Commerce doesn't launch a lawsuit against us.
It's not, though. It would be the Malibu. Literally, I was like, can we just go to Nobu? Like, what's happening? This is Malibu. I'll take you to the Country Mart or Aviator Nation. Like, we're in Malibu.
A Zydeco band shows up at the inn for an audition for Luke and Lorelai's wedding. Lorelai thought it might be festive and funny. I was going to audition them and a Dixieland combo and La Led Zeppelin.
I think it was Led Zeppelin.
Led
Zeppelin. Maybe it was La Led Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. Lorelai, a Led Zeppelin cover band. Led Zeppelin is a legendary rock band who have sold over 300 million records worldwide and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. Did you know Frau Eva von Zeppelin, a direct descendant of Count Ferdinand von Zeppelin, was upset over what she believed to be dishonoring the family name by the band? She demanded the group change their name, got their wish on February 28, 1970, when the band performed as The Knobs in Copenhagen.
No way.
After the performance, they went back to their name.
No way. That's a good tidbit. Who is your favorite cover band like Led Zeppelin? Like Super Diamond or
I don't
Yacht Rock.
I don't know of cover bands.
Oh my God, they're the they're actually kind of the best. Like,
really?
Yeah, there's a million of them. Mm-hmm. I can't think of more right now, but like, that's always a good time. That's a, like, there was a,
I think I probably formed one and was in one without even knowing it.
Oh my God. There was a Fleetwood Mac. Seriously. True. There was a Fleetwood Mac cover band that played like in my town. Mm-hmm. I wish I could remember the name. Like, and they always kind of have a like funny name where it's not the band name, but it's like sort of closed.
So I actually saw Led Zeppelin live.
The
early 70s at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, when they called the Spectrum, so the Flyers played hockey and the Sixers played basketball. And it was so, and Jimmy Page, the guitar player, had caught his fingers on his playing hand in a train door and broke, I think, his pinky and his ring finger on his playing hand. So he had them all strapped up and he could only play with his first two fingers. And it was so loud that you could not hear the music. It was just like this.
Whoa.
Yeah. You could still kind of make out the songs, but I've never heard anything so loud. I've never gotten such a contact high in my life from all of the marijuana smoke.
Oh, yeah.
In that venue, because you didn't need to bring anything in yourself. You could just get a contact high.
You got it for free.
You're walking into a cannabis container and it's like, it's burning. It's the hearing in my left ear kind of went south from that day on.
No. And that's,
yeah. It was that loud. It was so loud. You couldn't hear the music almost. Yes. Yeah. They didn't mess around back then. They didn't mess around. They played loud. They turned it up to 11 as they say in Spinal Tap. Anyway, on to the next.
At Rory and Logan's apartment, Rory is up earlier than Logan. Why are you up? It's 11:04. The whole world is up. Keith Richards isn't up. Pete Doherty isn't up. Keith Richards is a guitarist for the legendary band The Rolling Stones, which has a cover band called Sticky Fingers. Anyway, Pete Doherty is a singer-songwriter and frontman of the band The Libertines. I thought Pete Doherty was The Who. Am I an idiot?
No, Pete Doherty is not The Who. That's Pete Townsend.
So Pete Townsend. Okay. Logan is naming off rock and roll musicians who wouldn't be up at 11, assuming they were out partying all night. Pete Doherty famously dated Kate Moss from 2005 to 2007. No way. Did you know in the 70s, Keith Richards said he was once awake for 9 straight days during his most drug-fueled era? That is very unhealthy. God.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Luke and Lorelai arrive at Martha's Vineyard, and Logan meets Luke for the first time. Logan says, "Welcome, and this must be Luke."
They've met.
That's what I. Yep, that was my flag too.
They met at the re-wedding because Luke. They didn't become chummy, but they because Christopher, Lorelai, and Luke all go into the room when Rory and Logan are making out.
Yep. Yeah, they were all at Rory's birthday party too.
Oh, that's right. The birthday,
the 21st birthday.
That's right. That is so dumb. Welcome. This must be Luke.
Unless it's supposed to be like, unless it's supposed to be Logan acting like, oh, I've never met him before. I don't know,
but it's weird. Yeah. He definitely has met him twice.
Yeah. All right. Well, Logan says, "Welcome. This must be Luke." Lorelai says, "Oh no, I dumped Luke. This is Clem. I picked him up at a truck stop on 95. We were at the register paying for our blue plates, and our hands reached for the same Dixie Chicks cassette."
Oh my God.
The Dixie Chicks are now known as the Chicks, and their biggest hit feature was "Wide Open Spaces," "Cowboy Take Me Away," and "Ready to Run." Lorelai is naming off a country band as she is heading to Martha's Vineyard. And sadly, just on December 22nd, one of the founding members of the Chicks, Laura Lynch, died in a car crash.
I mean, that's terrible and hard to have a fun story about the Chicks right after that, too.
Never saw them. Did you see them?
Anybody? Oh, yeah. I've seen them live many times. Many times. And for some reason, that song "Goodbye Earl," I just cry every time, even though it's kind of like supposed to be a sarcastic, sort of funny song. It makes me cry. But yeah, they were so huge. And they were selling out. Not quite stadiums, but definitely like Staples Center type venues.
Okay, Rory is cooking in the kitchen and Lorelai is surprised, as were we all. Lorelai says, "You've not worn an apron since you saw The Sound of Music, and you put one on so you'd look like Sister Maria, and you made a big crucifix out of popsicle sticks." The Sound of Music is a musical from 1965 starring Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer. Lorelai is reacting to Rory putting on an apron and mentions the only time she wore one was when she saw The Sound of Music. Did you know that Julie Andrews sang "Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious" to the children in the cast to entertain them between shooting? Since Mary Poppins hadn't yet been released, they thought she made up the song just for them.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Did I already tell you guys that I saw Julie Andrews at this store in Brentwood right before Christmas?
I would die.
Oh my God, I almost fainted. So I was literally on a work call. So I was standing outside the store, and it's this store on San Vicente in Brentwood. It's like a home store, like, you know, like you get vases and Christmas decorations and like it's a super cute store. Anyway, so I'm standing out there on a call, and all of a sudden I see her and I'm like beside myself. Like I literally was on this work call and I'm like, "I'm sorry." I just was completely. So then she's buying all these gifts. I mean, I think she's 90. She's super like cruising around, picking out all the gifts. Then she leaves. And I literally said to the woman, and I shop there a lot, but not as much as Julie Andrews, obviously. And I'm like, "That's like seeing the president." It was literally like walking in and Barack Obama being there. Cause I was just like, I can't function. I could not deal.
Like, it's, I was, she's like, literally like royalty.
It was so insane. I just didn't know what to do other than just call my mom. Like, I just bought my stuff and was like, guess who I just saw?
Wait a minute. Here's the move. Here's the move with Julie Andrews. You go up to her, you stand in front of her, and you just start belting out "The Hills Are Alive." The Sound of Music.
Or Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You do that until security takes you
away. You can just say, "Doe, a deer, a female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun."
Or everybody, with the holidays. With the holidays, you could have said "raindrops on roses."
Oh my God. I was like beside.
Look, next time, look, anybody runs into Julie Andrews, you got to sing at her.
Oh my God, come on, so man. Good. So good. Scott, I think it's you.
Oh, it's me? Mm-hmm. Oh, I get Rory is giving Lorelai a task while cooking dinner.
Oh my God.
Rory handing her the big knife. Well, be very careful, please, Lorelai. I am Mario Batali, and Ina Garten's love child. Mario Batali's celebrity chef, who's well known from his Food Network show, Molto Mario. Ina Garten is a celebrity chef best known for her show, Barefoot Contessa. Lorelai is poking fun at her own cooking skills by naming off two celebrity chefs. Did you know Ina Garten is also a pilot? While her husband was deployed in Vietnam, she attended flight school and got her license, her flying license. I happen to be a bit of a chef myself. I wouldn't put myself in their category.
Oh, I am not a chef.
But I can make a pretty mean salmon.
Well, you own a diner, dude. You should be able to cook.
Dude, you're so right.
Is it
all
me?
Right, you're up.
Luke and Lorelai are talking. I'm glad I got this one. Luke and Lorelai are talking after having breakfast in bed. That must have been Harvey's Beach. Last time I was at the beach, I was like 18. This was actually a very cute moment. I was there when I was a kid. I used to go with my friend Trish and her family. It had that snack stand where the cute boy worked. Remember? He looked like Emilio Estevez. The thing that was so cute about this is you say, like, I went there. Maybe we saw each other. And mm-hmm. she says something like, well, no, because I would have noticed you, kind of a thing. Like, right. I would have been distracted, and that never
But
happened.
It's that longing, that magic, you know.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah,
so
it was.
Emilio Estevez is an actor and son of Martin Sheen, brother of Charlie Sheen. Estevez started his acting career in the 80s and was part of the Brat Pack. He kept the name Estevez, where Charlie and Martin changed their names. Lorelai is naming a celebrity crush she had in the 80s. Did you know Estevez is Emilio, Martin, and Charlie's birth name? We do, because I just said that. Emilio also chose to keep his birth name in hopes of not riding his father's coattails. The standouts for me, Breakfast Club, obviously. I love Emilio Estevez in Breakfast Club. He was in Mighty Ducks, right, Tara?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Hold on, let me just...
Emilio Estevez, I think, was the original...
Young Guns. He was in Young Guns.
Young Guns. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in Mighty Ducks, I think, the TV show, too. He was the original Mighty... Is that right? Mm-hmm. And then he was replaced by Josh Duhamel.
Yeah. Yes.
What else do I love Emilio Estevez in? Many things.
Saint Elmo's Fire.
Oh, Saint Elmo's Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. But for me, the standout will always be Breakfast Club.
And that, as they say, is that, ladies and gentlemen. That brings us to the end of another edifying and entertaining pop culture episode. Thank you, ladies. Anyway, everybody, best fans on the planet, get your tickets to the live show at the iHeart Theater on January 17th. Go to our Instagram page, our I Am All In podcast Instagram page, for the link to get live show tickets. And we'll hope to see you all there. All right, all the best fans on the planet. Much love. Stay safe. Everybody, don't forget. there. Follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.